Hi, I'm Christy Hurt, the founder of The Collab. We are a collective of brand professionals sharing our career stories. Every week, we pair up two members and they interview each other, so you'll get to hear one episode this week and one next week. You can join us too. Sign up at jointhecollab.com and then tell your story.
Good afternoon, Collab. Thank you for having us. I have Mr. Thomas Mitchell here with me today. Thomas is a very accomplished visual merchandising executive with 20 years of experience with retail operations, project management, communications, and fixture design, events and experiences as well. He's based in New York City at the moment. He's now a visual consultant and sales executive for Vista Visual. So here we are, Thomas. Hi, how are you today?
Hi, Andrew. Thanks so much for inviting me to this wonderful podcast. I'm looking forward to it. I'm feeling really good. How are you today?
Not too bad, not too bad at all. I thought we would just jump in and, yeah, just dive straight into it. Where did you grow up and where did you go to school? And how did you, like, get into visual merchandising?
So I grew up in New Mexico. I grew up in a very small town about an hour south of Albuquerque. My parents owned their own jewelry business. So from a really early age, I learned the value and, you know, beauty of craftsmanship and handmade objects. I went to school at the University of New Mexico. I studied photography and architecture. And, you know, I come from a background of very creative family, but also people who are very interested in engineering. You know, my parents are kind of the quintessential DIY hippies. So from a very early age, I learned to work with my hands and figure out how to take things apart and put them back together. And I've kind of taken that outlook throughout my career is, how do you make things better? How do you take them apart, figure out how they work, maybe put them back together in a different way? I got into visual. My very first job was a vintage clothing store in Albuquerque, actually. And I discovered I had a real talent for dressing mannequins and draping fabrics and making things fit. So I thought this is such a great opportunity to really kind of expand my skill set and do something that I really love. The woman who owned the boutique taught me invaluable lessons about fashion history, fabrics, all that type of stuff. And then my very first visual job was actually as a temp doing Christmas decorations at the Broadway Southwest in Albuquerque. From there, I jumped into a full-time position there. I oversaw men's cosmetics, ready-to-wear, and really kind of grew with that. From there, I moved to the East Coast. It had always been my goal in life to come to the East Coast and get a job somehow in the fashion industry in New York. I did a quick stint in Washington, D.C., where I worked at Urban Outfitters as a store merchandiser. From there, I was promoted to a store merchandiser in one of the New York stores. And then after I left Urban, I went to Brooks Brothers, where I learned a lot more about menswear and, you know, styling menswear and how specific that can be. I was a district visual manager for about a year and a half, and then I moved into a corporate role as the global visual merchandising manager, where I wrote directives. We had a lab store up on one of the floors in the building where we would lay out, you know, monthly floor sets. We would lay out the windows. I would photograph them and send them out to the stores. That was a really interesting experience because we were going through a huge global international growth there. So we went from about 200 stores to about 500. So that really taught me, you know, learning the international markets, wholesaling, things like that. After I left Brooks Brothers, I found myself at Saks Fifth Avenue. I started there as a men's visual manager. And then from there, I kind of moved into a couple different roles in store operations, in special projects. And then now I find myself here at Vista Visual as a visual consultant and sales executive, where we build props and, you know, in-store environments and pop-up shops.
Yes. I think it's very fascinating that you said engineering as an aspect, because I believe visual merchandising is engineering, because it takes so many elements for us to be so creative and come up with certain concepts, etc., to like make sure that the consumer understands what is being sold, but it is more theatrical, if you get my meaning, for sure. But I want to ask you, how was it being on the field to, how did you, you know, transform yourself into the corporate level? How was that as an experience? How different was it?
Well, when I was a district visual manager at Brooks Brothers, we did do some of our floor sets out at a mall store. And I always had the store that was the quote unquote store set store. So all that merchandise would come in on a separate PO. It would come in a month early. We would learn how to merchandise the product in the store. We would have advance notice of all the marketing initiatives that were going to be taken up. So really, you kind of take that story that you're trying to tell and really translate it into different initiatives at the store level. So that kind of gave me the background and knowledge that I needed for springboarding into the corporate role, because I was always kind of spearheading that initiative at the store level. And it really gave me that springboard to be able to go to the corporate level.
So it was definitely a smooth transition from field to corporate.
Oh, definitely. Definitely a very smooth transition.
And I'm sure everyone would love to know why the career pivot? So from like actual, you know, now you're doing something completely different. Not completely different, but it's more, you know, interested in more sales than, you know, touching items, if you get my meanings.
Exactly. You know, I've always been very, very interested in building things and putting things together. So when I left Saks and had a little bit of time to really kind of think about what was my next step, what did I want to do, I thought this was the perfect opportunity to kind of take the skill set that I had and pivot into doing something different. I call it retail adjacent. You know, I'm still working in the retail field, but because I enjoy building things so much and putting things together and figuring out how do things work, it kind of felt like a natural progression to kind of help people bring their vision to life. And also, how do you engineer things and build them to certain specifications for the market? You know, it's a very different thing that I'm used to doing. And I'm enjoying it a lot so far, because you get to work with such a wide variety of retailers and different people. And each situation is different. It could be a pop-up store. It could be a rollout for windows. It could be a product launch. So you really kind of get that broad experience of doing that.
I do love that. I do enjoy doing that as well. I think it's more of a definitely 360 environment for sure. And next question would be, what are you most proud of in your career so far? What has been your highlights so far within your realm?
You know, I've always really prided myself on my ability to pivot and to always kind of have a plan B. Is always kind of words that I live by, is always have a plan B. And I think in the retail world especially, you need to have that flexibility and that ability to kind of say, well, maybe this isn't working, so let's try something else. One thing that I've always been really good at is kind of taking processes apart and reconfiguring them and figuring out what is a better way of doing this. I mean, a big example is when I was at Saks, I always handled the Christmas shop. The Christmas shop was always one of the things that I got to do every year. And it was just so wonderful to be able to do that and, you know, bring that to life for the clients. But when you're dealing with 5,000-6,000 individual Christmas ornaments, you know, you need to figure out a way of how are we going to get this to the floor in a faster manner. And so I partnered with some of our ops partners. And when we were getting ornaments in, rather than have to put individual hooks on everything at the last minute while everything was being decorated, we came up with a whole system of, if your ornaments are coming in 2-3 months early, go ahead and put the hooks on them then instead of waiting until the very last minute.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
So, you know, really just kind of streamlining processes and finding out new ways of doing things is really something that I've always strived at. And it's just really kind of brought me a lot of satisfaction to improve processes.
I do love that, what you said, because definitely streamlining our positions or our tasks definitely gets you to success far quickly. And of course, shopping shop for Christmases is always absolutely hectic, for sure. I'm sorry, I'm just going off point here a little bit because we are talking mostly about you, but while I was in Neiman Marcus, it was pretty much the same. And I actually did what you did. I was like, we need to do this because we received this 2 or 3 months before. If you have this all set, it will be much easier for us to set up the shopping shop when the time comes, basically.
And we took a process that usually took 6 or 8 people, you know, a week to do. And we were able to shrink that down to have it done ahead of time and to really kind of step up the pace that we were able to, you know, set the shop up and get it done in a much shorter period of time.
Certainly. Okay, cool. All right, what's next for you then?
You know, I'm really looking forward to, I just started this position in January, and so I'm really, really looking forward to kind of using my expertise and leveraging my many, many years of just being in visual and having done so many installs and been doing this for so long to really kind of help clients bring their vision to life. I think this is a really new, exciting chapter for me because, again, this is not something that I've done in the past. And I'm really looking forward to seeing where this path will take me.
I love that. Just to piggyback through all what we discussed, I just want to know what has been like a major highlight project that you have been part of that you're incredibly proud of? Or is there like 1 or 2 of them, if you would like to share with us?
Sure. You know, again, going back to my kind of real passion for taking things apart and putting them back together and finding new ways. You know, when we started at Brooks Brothers, this was back in the very early days of digital cameras and things like that. And when we would merchandise the store, we would go out and get a bunch of disposable cameras and photograph and photograph and photograph and then take it to the hour, you know, developing place. Come back, we would sit there with all the photos and we would sit there with an X-Acto knife and kind of cut everything out and silhouette it, glue it to the paper and make copies. I've always been a really big adapter of new technology. And so I jumped on digital cameras and digital media right away when it first started coming out. So I was able to kind of move that whole process again from being a completely analog process that we were using, you know, color copiers and printing these things out page by page and really kind of moving it into a more digital arena. And we were kind of able to springboard off of that into an intranet site where we were giving communication directly to the stores as opposed to having to send things out in a mailbag once a week. So, you know, just kind of moving those processes forward and taking things that are a little time consuming and a lot of labor and really kind of editing them down into their core components and really kind of making it a little bit better for everybody and a little bit easier.
I actually do have one more question, but it's not really related, but I just want to like get your opinion. How do you feel about like AI being incorporated into the modern visual merchandising systems at this moment? And because as you can see, most of the previous Christmas campaigns that I'm sure you worked on, I worked on, most of them are being incorporated a lot with AI and everything's been digitalized and, you know, the tangibleness has become less and less for the consumer because it's more online. How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts about that?
You know, there's been a lot of debate about AI and how it's going to affect retail and a lot of other jobs otherwise. I think there's a certain tangible element that consumers always want to have. They want to pick things up, look at them, feel them, try them on. You know, I think we look at that Willy Wonka thing that just happened over in London and what a disaster that was.
God, that was, oh my goodness.
You know, so I think if it's used properly and in the right way and with intention, it can be really valuable tool. But I think at the end of the day, there's probably a certain aspect of merchandising and retail that maybe those tools aren't really going to work with, because again, you want to have that tangible ability to be in the environment and feel and touch. I think possibly for writing directives and giving, you know, direction, it might be a good thing. But at the end of the day, you're going to need those creative people who know this inside and out to really kind of give their stamp of approval and to figure out how that works.
Oh, I certainly agree with that. Shout out to Tim Nash, actually, who I saw the article on. That entire Willy Wonka situation was absolute pandemonium.
The fire festival for 2024.
Yes, exactly. I think that is all, folks. Thank you so very much for joining us, Thomas. And yeah, I will see you.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for being here for the CoLab Career Stories podcast. Please follow us on social media at Join the CoLab and sign up to become a member and share your story at jointhecolab.com.